Morning, honorable members. As you are aware, that we are hosting our colleagues from the People's Republic Parliament, our equivalent. They've been here, they've interacted with a number of people, and they're still going to interact with others. I would prefer that as a way of introducing ourselves, I start with myself, and then I introduce my team or the South African Parliament members of the Standing Committee on Finance. And I'll request the leader, Mr. Xi, from the other side to introduce the delegation. Maybe I should pause here so that the interpreter can pass over the message. Sorry, just press. I am Honorable Thaba Mufamadi, the chairperson for the Standing Committee on Finance, the National Assembly. To my immediate left there is Honorable Mthethwa. He's a member of the Standing Committee on Finance. Next to him is Madlamini, also a permanent member of the Standing Committee. Honorable Adams. We depend on a wisdom in this committee. She's much older than all of us, but a very important member of the committee. We have next to her, Honorable Luyenge. Dr. Luyenge is also a member of the committee. We have Honorable Tim Harris, also a member of a committee. I must say he really gives me tough time sometimes when we chair our meetings, but very resourceful member of the committee. Next to him, we have Honorable Chabalala. She's probably the youngest in our committee. Not by age, I think in terms of height and others. There's always a competition between her and somebody else in the committee. I must also indicate colleagues, that here, because we have got a number of committees in the National Assembly, all in all, there are just about almost 37 or 40 committees, and I've got 400 members of the National Assembly. So because of that, members do serve in different committees. But because of the importance of the work that our committee handles, the Standing Committee on Finance, members of this committee are permanent members. They don't serve in other committees that much. So their priority is the Standing Committee on Finance before any other committee work. So I thought I should make that important announcement. We have just been joined by Honorable Ross, who's also a member of the Standing Committee on Finance. And so that's the introductory part on our side. I would ask the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Finance from your side, Mr. Xi, Honorable Xi, to introduce his delegation. I have left out deliberately so the support staff, and but as you know, we always have got capable men and women to support the work of the committee, and we'll then get into the deliberation after your introduction. But I must also say it is very, very important and very, very heart warming to welcome you into the Republic of South Africa, and in particular our parliament. I have been to your parliament, probably even other members have been there. Very impressed with how you do things, the extent to which you have been able to ensure that government implement its programs from your portfolio. But also that we have got very, very high respect for the work and the role that you play globally as a community. Over to you, Honorable Xi. I know I've said a lot, but I hope our interpreter will be able to follow my footsteps.
Yes, over to you, Honorable Xi. 那么我想介绍一下，就是在南非的议会呢，我们有各种各样的委员会，大概有37到40个。我们的国民议会呢有400个成员，那么他们呢，很多人都是在不同的委员会工作。但是因为我的这个委员会，也就是议会财经委员会，是非常重要的，所以说呢，我的委员会的成员呢，基本上都是常务成员，也就是说，他们不会太参加别的委员会的工作。 或者说起码我们委员会的工作是他们在议会工作的这个重中之重。我做上述的这个说明呢，我觉得是非常重要的，这样大家就可以了解我们委员会的工作。那么我想在我的介绍之后呢，我想请石主任介绍中方的成员。我这里呢并没有介绍我们议会的其他的工作人员，但是我想说我们在座的各位工作人员也都是非常得力的。之后呢，我们也会有他们参加我们后面的和中方的讨论。 我再一次的说，我非常高兴能够欢迎各位来自中国的朋友来到南非，来到我们的议会。我本人以及在座的一些议会的这个议员呢，都去过中国，也参观过全国人大。我们非常赞叹全国人大的工作。我想全国人大在帮助政府落实各项工作计划上做了很大的努力。我们也非常尊敬中国人所做的各项工作。那么下面呢，我就想请石主任介绍一下中方的团员。
很高兴会见财经委的主任先生和各位成员，并且我们接下来进行交流和会谈。It's
a great pleasure for me to meet with you, Mr. Chairperson, and all the other members of your committee, and I'm glad that later we will have discussion.
按照主任先生的要求，我先介绍一下我们代表团的成员。
According to your agenda, I will introduce the colleagues from the Chinese side.
这一位是朱继民先生。Mr.
朱继民, member of my committee.
他是我们财经委的委员。
He is the member of the Financial and Economic Affairs Committee of the MPC.
原来曾经担任过我们首都钢铁公司的董事长和总经理。And
used to be the CEO and president of Capital Steel, the company.
是一个冶金方面的专家。
And he is an expert in metal materials.
他现在还担任我们中钢协的常务副总经理。
副会长。
And now he is also the standing executive vice chairperson of the Association of China Steel Iron Steel.
下一位是傅传耀先生。
And Mr. 傅传耀。
他是我们贵州省人大常委会的副主任。
Deputy chairperson of the standing committee of Guizhou Provincial People's Congress.
他曾经在我们那个红色的城市遵义市做市委书记和市长。
He used to be the party secretary and city mayor of the city of Zunyi, a revolutionary base of China.
下一位是王文岳先生。
And Mr. 王文岳。
他是我们财经委员会调研室的副主任。
DDG from the research office of the Financial and Economic Committee of MPC.
这一位是于世和先生。
And Mr. 于世和。
他是我们办公室的处长。
Director of the General Office of my committee.
这一位是孙磊先生。
Mr. 孙磊。
他是我们代表团当中年龄最小的一位博士，北京大学的博士，经济学博士。
The youngest member of my delegation, but he is a doctor from Peking University, majoring in economics.
另外还有我的秘书傅强先生。
And my secretary PA, Mr. 傅强。
参加今天交流和会谈的还有我们驻开普敦总领馆的总领事。梁树根先生。
Also today we have Consul General Mr. 梁树根 from the People's Republic of China in Cape Town.
还有我们通副总领事。
And Deputy Consul General.
还有李领事。
And also Consul Mr. Li from the Consulate General. Okay, that's my introduction of the Chinese delegation.
谢谢。Thank you very much. I did not recognize, but correctly so, Consular General, we welcome you in our midst. Now, honorable members, the subject that is supposed to talk to and exchange views is not about us making a presentation to our counterparts, but it's about us exchanging views and information on the effects of the global financial crisis in South Africa, but we'll also be interested on how the global crisis impact would have been in China, but also on how you handled it and how do you see the challenges moving forward.
那么各位成员，今天我们讨论的话题呢，我想不仅仅是南非方面对中方做一个介绍，我想我们更多的应该进行交流和这个讨论。我们今天主要的议题呢，就是首先要向中方介绍国际金融危机对于南非的一些影响以及相关的信息。另外呢，我们也希望从中方获得中方认为国际金融危机对中国的影响，以及中国如何处理国际金融危机，以及中方觉得未来的挑战是什么。
I think it is so precisely because on our part we also want to tap on the experience and lessons from yourselves, because from a distance we can see the robustness with which you engaged with the global economic crisis, and even amongst your delegation, Chairperson, I realize that you've got highly experienced people in the economic field, different sectors, but also in government. It's something that we have observed that is very, very unique that you find in the People's Republic of China.
那么从南非方面来说呢，我们希望这一次的讨论呢，能够让我们了解到中国在应对国际金融危机方面的一些经验和教训。因为呢，据我们的观察，中国对国际金融危机的应对还是比较好的。而且我们注意到，这一次中方代表团中有来自各个领域的经验非常丰富的人士，有政府部门的，还有金融领域的，这一点也是非常特别的。
Not long ago, when we were there with the Speaker of Parliament, we visited a number of provinces, and one of those provinces was Chongqing province, and the mayor there, or the governor of the province, was a former minister of trade and industry. We were very, very much impressed. And we could see the experience that had accumulated at national government being applied at the local level, at the provincial level.
不久前呢，我曾经随议长访问过中国，我们去参观了中国的很多省份，包括重庆。当时呢，我就对重庆市的市长是印象非常深刻，因为他曾经是商务部长。我想他在国家政府层面工作的一些经验，用到了地方，这一点是非常有益的。I
will therefore just take this opportunity to give a synopsis of how the financial global crisis impacted on us in South Africa. I must say we have not discussed as a committee. It is my own observation as a leader, and my colleagues will add.
那么下面呢，我就想借此机会简要的谈一谈我个人对于国际金融危机对南非的影响的一些体会。我想说呢，我谈的呢只是我个人的观点，并不是我们委员会形成的意见。之后呢，我的同事可能会对我进行补充。
As we all know that we began to experience world economic crisis, particularly in the financial sector, somewhere around 2008.
我们都知道，大概在08年的时候，尤其是在金融领域，我们感觉到了国际金融危机的到来。
I must say at that time the South African economy was performing very well, but it began also to have its own slowdown challenges precisely because of shortage of electricity.
当时呢，南非的经济发展还是非常好的，但是呢，由于种种挑战，特别是电力的短缺，我们的经济也开始放缓。We
began to feel the impact of the financial crisis in 2009 in particular, when our economy began to contract by almost 2.7%.
那么在09年的时候呢，我们对国际金融危机的影响的感觉尤其是深刻。当时呢，我们经济的增速大概是2.7%。And
that was as a result of global trade volumes that declined, particularly from Europe and the U.S.
当时来自欧洲和美国的这个国际贸易大幅的缩减。As
you know that at the time the world trade volumes collapsed by 18%.
而且在那个时候，全球的贸易总额也是大幅的缩减，大概有18%。
That impacted on our export capabilities or performance.
对于我们出口的影响是非常大的。
But one of the things that we realized very soon in South Africa was that there was going, and it is happening, long-term pattern of trade shifts.
当时我们就意识到，这会是一个非常长期的问题。We
began to see shifts from Europe and the U.S. to China in terms of trade.
而且我们意识到，这个贸易的这个来源地和贸易伙伴会进行转移。当时我们的伙伴就从欧洲和美国转移到了中国。Particularly
in commodities.
尤其是商品贸易。In
the mineral complex.
和这个矿产品的贸易。Our
manufactured goods to the U.S. and the EU or Europe remains depressed up to now.
我们至今对于欧洲和美国的制造业的出口还是非常低的。
But I must say one of the great lessons that we learned out of this recession was the fact that Africa becomes an option for us. We are part and parcel of an integral, the African continent. And therefore, the growth in Africa is representing a new or offers us new opportunities.
但是这一次金融危机也给我们一个教训，就是说我们应该意识到整个非洲大陆对于我们是一个机会，非洲大陆的崛起给了我们新的贸易机会。What
was and is our response to these challenges? I must say precisely because of counter-cyclical policy stance that we took on macroeconomic issues. We managed to hold on through through public sector spending, in particular in infrastructure.
那么我们的应对措施是怎样的呢？我们有一些宏观经济的政策来保证我们经济的运行，尤其是在公共领域的投资和基础设施方面的投资。
But we have experienced budget deficits, which is growing, is widening at the moment.
但是我们也面临着预算赤字的问题，而且现在正在不断的扩大。
Which begins to impact on our ability to borrow and the cost of our debt service.
而且这也影响到我们一些财政的支出问题。
My own predictions is that the primary balance, which is the borrowing now into the future, is going to be borrowing to service the interest of the already debt that we have, which is a very, very challenging problem that we might experience in South Africa. Not yet confirmed, but I suspect that's what we'll be experiencing unless the economic situation turns around.
那么我个人的分析就是，除非经济的状况得到大规模的改善，不然我们现在所面临的收支方面、收支平衡方面的问题，就是我们的借债会越来越多，而且这也是南非未来将面临的一个比较大的挑战。
As I have said, I do not necessarily represent a complete view for the committee on this particular matter. It is a summary of what my observations is. In terms of interacting with our own economy.
那么我刚才也说了，我所说的并不代表我们委员会的意见，这就是我个人的一个分析。
Because of time, I'll pause here to give you the opportunity to talk to us, and my colleagues will then interact with your reflections on global economic crisis.
因为时间有限，我就先说这么多。下面呢，我想是大家讨论的时间，希望中方能向我们介绍一些情况，然后呢，和我们展开讨论，尤其是关于国际金融危机方面的。I
must also say, recently we have just been downgraded by Moody's.
最近呢，我们也被穆迪降级了。And
this downgrading will impact necessarily so on all sectors of our economy, including banks.
这一次降级也会影响我们经济所有的方面，包括银行领域。Some
of the reasons cited by this by Moody's is that our growth is not reaching the levels expected to deal with unemployment, particularly among the youth.
穆迪降级的原因呢，就是说我们经济的这个增速不能够达到我们解决。
But also we are experiencing serious challenges in the labor market in terms of employer-employee relationship with the strikes that are going on in the country.
同样呢，我们在劳动力市场和劳资关系方面也面临着巨大的挑战。现在全国有很多的罢工问题。And
that has a serious effect on our revenue earnings from the mineral complex.
这对于政府来自矿业领域的财政收入也造成了很大的挑战。Thank
you.
谢谢。不客气。非常感谢主任先生向我们介绍情况。Thank you, Chairperson, for your introduction.
并且就南非应对国际金融危机的一些情况，谈了个人的一些观点。
You've shared with us your own observation on the South African's response to the international financial crisis.
今天我们采取这种交流和座谈的方式，我觉得很好。
I think it's very good that today we are going to have interaction and discussion.
下面我想应主任先生的要求啊，介绍一下中国应对国际金融危机的有关情况，以及我们今年。
Upon your request, I will brief you on China's response to the international financial crisis and our economic performance of this year.
为各位进行座谈和交流，起一个抛砖引玉的作用。
So that I think my introduction will bring more wisdom from your side and inspire more discussions.
2008年的国际金融危机对中国也是带来了有些预想不到的影响。
The international financial crisis that broke out in 2008 brought unexpected impacts to China's economic performance.
为了尽量的减小这个影响的效果，并且保持我们国家经济社会平稳较快的发展，当时我们主要采取了五项的具体措施。
To minimize the impact of the crisis and to sustain the stable and relatively fast economic and social development of China, we have mainly taken the following five areas of work.
第一个嘛，就是大规模的增加政府支出，实行结构性减税的政策。
Firstly, we have increased by a large scale the expenditures of the spending of the government and reduced the taxation.
我们当时实施了新增40,000,000,000的两年投资计划。
At that time, we produced an investment plan of 2 years' time to have an additional 4 trillion RMB yuan of investment.
其中中央政府投资11,800亿。
Among which 1.18 trillion yuan is from the central government.
这些投资嘛，重点用于基础设施建设、结构调整和民生等等方面。
These investments are mainly used in infrastructure construction, economic restructuring, and the improvement of people's livelihood.
我们这个结构性减税啊，大多涉及到5,500亿元人民币。
As for our reduction of taxation, it involves around 550 billion yuan of taxation.
主要是我们全面地推进了增值税的转型，就是营业税改增值税。还有嘛，取消和停止征收100多项行政事业性的收费。
We have produced, we have pronounced the reform of the value-added tax, and we have cancelled or suspended around 100 items of administrative fees.
第二项措施呢，就是我们的银行多次降息和下调存款准备金率，增加银行的流动性。
Secondly, we have, for our banks, we have reduced the interest rate and we have adjusted many times the banking, the required deposit level of the banking sector.
第三项措施呢，就是大范围的实施产业调整的振兴规划。
And thirdly, we have introduced by a large scale the plans to readjust and rejuvenate our industries.
国务院大概相继出台了有关产业，你比如我们的石化、我们的机械制造、我们的冶金，还有我们的服务业等等，好像是有7-8个产业振兴规划。
For the State Council, it has produced around 7 to 8 general plans to readjust or rejuvenate the following industries, including the chemical industries, the manufacturing and equipment, equipment manufacturing industries, and metal industries, and the service industries.
变金融危机为我们结构调整的动力，来推动我们经济结构的调整。
So that the international financial crisis has driven the readjustment of our economic structure.
第四项措施呢，就是加强我们的技术改造和科技创新。
And fourthly, we have strengthened our scientific and technological upgrading and scientific and technological innovation.
进一步提高我们的自主创新能力。
So that we have enhanced our capacity of indigenous innovation.
第五项措施就是把公共资源的配置向教育、医疗卫生和社保领域来进行倾斜。
And fifthly, we have allocated more public resources to such areas as education, medical, public health, and social security.
比如我们制定实施了国家的中长期教育规划。
For example, we have formulated the educational plan, the mid and long-term educational plan of China.
明确地要求我们的教育投资投入 要占到我们 GDP 的4%。
We have indicated in the plan that the investment in education should form up 4% of the total GDP.
另外，我们还全面地推进了医疗卫生体制的改革。
At the same time, we have introduced a reform, a comprehensive reform in our medical and public health sector.
各级政府三年新增投入8500亿。
For the government of different levels, in the following 3 years, it has increased the investment of 850 billion yuan.
现在在全国的这个县市区啊，试点新型农村社会养老保险。
And now currently in many parts of China's counties, cities, and villages, we have the pilot project of a new type of rural old pension system.
现在我们的医疗保险的覆盖面已经超过了90%。
The coverage of our medical insurance has exceeded 90%.
社会保险的覆盖面也有了大幅度的提高。
And also we have increased by a large scale the coverage of our social insurance.
再一个就是我们千方百计的来扩大就业。
At the same time, we have tried every means to expand employment.
近几年我们国家城镇的登记失业率基本上维持在4.5%左右。
For the recent years, we have maintained the registered rural and urban unemployment rate at around 4.5%.
由于采取了这些措施，所以保证了我们国家从2008年以来经济社会平稳较快的发展。
As a result of all the above mentioned measures, we have maintained a relatively fast and stable economic and social development after the breakout of the financial crisis in 2008.
但是由于国际金融危机的影响，并没有随着各国采取的一些措施而减弱它的力度，所以从去年下半年开始对中国经济的影响越来越明显。
However, all the measures taken by different governments of countries around the world has not reduced the impact of the international financial crisis. Therefore, starting from the latter half of last year, in China, we have also felt the impacts of the financial crisis.
主要表现在我们今年上半年的经济运行增长速度比去年同期有较大幅度的下降了1.8%，多年来第一次下降到8%以下。
Therefore, for the first half of this year, the economic growth rate of China has reduced by a large scale compared with the same period last year. It has reduced by 1.8 percentage point. This is the first time in many years that China's economic growth rate has been lower than 8%.
虽然我们的国务院也采取了一些新的应对措施，但是看起来这个势头啊，可能还要持续一段时间。
Although the State Council of China has taken new countermeasures, but it seems that the impacts of the international financial crisis are still there for a long time.
造成这种情况的这个原因呢，从外部来看，就是国际金融危机的深层次影响还在不断的显现。
There are some external causes of these results because the root impacts of the international financial crisis are still spreading.
世界经济主要经济体它的发展速度都没有达到预期。
The economic growth rates of major economies around the world are lower than expectation.
欧债危机呢，还在深化。
And the European debt crisis is still spreading.
不稳定、不确定的因素也在进一步的增多。
And instabilities and uncertainties are still there and are increasing.
我们判断啊，世界经济这个复苏的过程比预想的 要艰难，要曲折一些。
So we feel that the world economic recovery will be an ever harder and more difficult journey than expectation.
从我们内部来看呢，就是我们扩大有效需求啊，这个制约因素增加了。
From the internal factors, there are more constraints for us to expand our demand.
一个最大的制约因素就是受国际金融危机的影响，外需不振，我们的出口增速没有达到预期的目标。
One largest constraint is that as a result of the international financial crisis, there is a lack of external demand. Therefore, our increase in export is less than expectation.
我们的居民消费能力虽然有所提高，但是总体上还不够强。
The spending power of our general public, although has been increased for, by a certain amount, is not strong enough.
另外就是我们企业生产经营困难加大。
And also our enterprises are facing many difficulties in their economic operations.
投资的意愿和能力也有所减弱。
And they have reduced will to invest, and they have reduced the capacity and ability to invest.
另外嘛，就是我们的结构还不尽合理，调整的任务还比较重。
And of course, our economic structure is less than perfect, and we have an arduous task to do economic restructuring.
针对这种情况呢，我们的中央政府啊，高度的重视，出现了这些新情况、新问题。正在采取积极的措施来进行调控。
The central government of China has attached great importance to these new problems and new situations, and we are taking active measures to address these situations.
出国之前呢，我看个材料，我们九月份的PMI 已经接近50%，46.5%。
Before my visit this time, I've learned that the PMI of China in September has nearly reached 50%.
所以我个人预计啊，经过全国人民的努力，我们今年7.5%的这个计划目标是能够实现的。
So according to my personal analysis, under the joint efforts of all the people around China, we can reach the expectation, the goal of 7.5% of growth.
至于刚才主任提出来对促进全球经济可持续复苏有些什么意见，我想谈这么几条。
As for the suggestions to a sustainable global economic recovery, I want to share with you the following.
就是各个世界各国呀，都应该为巩固经济复苏的势头来共同努力。
First of all the countries around the world should work together to consolidate the recovery of world economy.
要保持政策方向的一致性。
We should coordinate our policy guidance and directions.
要站在全局的立场上来加强宏观政策的协调。
And we should coordinate our macroeconomic policy by taking into consideration the general picture.
特别要在整顿国际金融秩序这方面来采取一些强有力的措施。
Especially we should reform the international economic order by taking forceful action.
第二个嘛，就是要积极的推动贸易和投资的自由化和便利化。
Second, we should actively promote the liberation and facilitation of global trade and investment.
坚决反对任何形式的贸易保护主义。
We should oppose trade protectionism of all forms.
第三个方面呢，就是要积极地推进国际金融体系的改革。
Thirdly, we should actively promote the reform of international economic system.
加强国际金融监管的合作。
And we should enhance cooperation in international economic supervision.
避免发生发达国家生病，让发展中国家吃药的这种不正常的现象。
so that we should avoid such kind of ill practice that when a developed country gets ill, the developing countries are forced to take the pills.
第四个方面呢，就是要积极地推动经济发展方式的转变。
Fourthly, we should actively change the pattern of economic growth.
实现可持续发展，绿色发展。
So that we can achieve sustainable development and green development.
我的意见不一定准确，供大家参考。
That's my personal observation and for your reference.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Xi, Chairperson. The background that you've given to us is quite intuitive. I strongly believe this lays a very firm foundation between our teams or our delegations to can interact. I must say you've touched on very, very key important points in terms of how the future looks. I share your sentiments that the road to recovery is not going to be an easy one. It's going to be a very hard road to recovery. And therefore, uncertainties and instability will continue to be a feature for quite some time.Particularly in the global markets. I also agree that in our response, we need to coordinate our macroeconomic policies. We need to coordinate our interactions so that we can create a new economic order. That which existed before and probably that which will continue to exist.Will not necessarily yield the positive results of resolving this crisis. We must look for new solutions because the situations have changed. Trade liberalization is very, very important, particularly by the developing world. Our relationship within BRICS, gives us an opportunity to can continue to engage and find common solutions and interventions to resolve or to ameliorate, not to resolve the global crisis, but to ameliorate as we move towards a stabilization of the world economy. I would pause here and allow our members or our delegation to interact because we are not the custodians of knowledge as much as we head or lead the two committees. There's more important issues that will come from our respective delegation. Just as you interpret, I would want to check on my side who would be the first who would want to speak, and you'll take charge, Chairperson, of your delegation in terms of those who want to make comments and contributions. It's a very, very important liberation that we have today here. It's about shaping the future of generations to come, not just about ourselves. We have a responsibility. Thank you.
那么施主任，非常感谢您发人深省的这个讲话。您介绍了一些情况，我想也是我们双方在下一阶段讨论的一个很好的基础。您刚才讲到了很多重要的方面，包括我们怎么看待未来的情况。我非常同意您所说的，就是世界经济复苏之路是非常艰难的， 而且面临着很多不确定不稳定的因素，而且这些不确定和不稳定性也是未来世界经济的一个长期的特点。我同样也同意您所说的，在应对世界金融危机的时候，各国需要进行宏观方面的协调，需要塑造一个新的国际经济秩序，因为面对新的情况，过去的一些旧有的做法可能已经没有效果了，我们需要采取一些新的更好的方法。我也非常同意您所说的，就是贸易自由化是非常重要的，尤其是对发展中国家来说，而且我们都同是金砖机制的成员，我想金砖机制也给了我们很好的机会，能够参与并且共同努力，试图解决国际金融危机，试图稳定国际金融秩序。那么下面呢，就是我们相互交流的时间，只有在交流中呢，知识才能得以升华。我呢，就是负责我们南非方面发言的一个顺序和安排，我也希望石主任您能安排一下，就是中方的发言和讨论的代表。那么我想我们的讨论是非常重要的，因为它不仅仅关于我们自己，也是会帮助我们塑造下一代所面临的未来，我们肩负着很大的责任。
我同意主任的意见。
I fully agree with you, Mr. Chairperson.
Any input, colleagues, honorable members?Honorable Judith Chabalala, followed by Honorable Harris, Dr. Luyenge, and Honorable Ross. Because of time, we should try to be precise. I've just checked on the time that we have. Probably the next 15 minutes, we'll have to allow the delegation to proceed to the next appointment. But you are free to raise.The important issues and questions. Over to you in that order.
Thanks, Jefferson. Thanks for starting with me as well. Let me welcome the delegation and also to say that one feels honored to also meet with the delegation itself. My question is on the issue of drawing lessons with China. The issue of it's in relation to South Africa, as the Chairperson has mentioned, that we've got high unemployment, particularly amongst young people. I would want to find out from where you're sitting around the issues of exports, specifically on the iron and steel that we are exporting as South Africa at a very high price. What is it that we can do to make better use of such an asset to benefit the South African economy?
Namaste.首先呢，欢迎中方代表团，我也感到非常荣幸能够有今天的机会。我的问题呢，就是如何从中国的经验中学习经验，总结教训。那么刚才主席先生也提到，在南非来说呢，我们现在面临着很高的失业率，尤其是青年人的失业率非常高。另外呢，就是我们这个出口，我们钢铁的出口的价格是非常高的。那么结合这两点，我就想说，我们应该怎么样更好地利用我们很高的钢铁出口的价格来造福我们的经济。
The second one is that I'm pleased to learn that you've got investment around your education. I want to find out what you also do around probably the graduates that graduate. What do you do around placing them? Which sectors you already place them immediately as in when they also graduate from the education? Just the last one. Why is it that the delegation is only men? Thank you.
那么我下面还有两个问题，第二个问题呢，就是我知道中国在教育领域有很大的投资，我想问的就是对于那些毕业生，大学毕业生来说，他们一毕业会进行什么样的工作，是怎么安置这些毕业生的？第三个问题就是为什么中方代表团全部都是男性成员？
Well, the last one I knew that the delegation had expected it to come, but you'll respond.We'll take three questions, two more questions, so that when they respond, they respond holistically. Honorable Harris?
先问三个人的问题，然后一起回答。
Thank you, Chair. And thank you to Mr. Xi for the excellent overview. I have three questions. The first one is, although you have explained how China's growth has now declined below 8% to around 7.6% right now, That's still double the rates in South Africa, and in fact we are even half the rates of countries like Malaysia and Peru and Indonesia. What lessons do you have in particular for driving growth? And I would specifically like to hear your what exactly you did in terms of cutting taxes and lowering administrative costs. You said that you lowered 100 administrative fees. This is something that South Africa certainly hasn't done in our response to the global financial crisis.
那么首先谢谢石主任，刚才呢您也讲到中国的经济增速已经低于8%了，我想呢应该是7.6%现在，但是这个数字仍然是我们的两倍，对于南非来说我们的增速甚至比马来西亚、秘鲁、印尼这些国家都要低，所以呢我的第一个问题就是我们应该怎样推动经济的发展和这个经济增速，另外呢您也提到了就是中国有减税和 这个减免行政收费的这些举措，对于南非来说呢，这也是我们必须要做的一个工作。
Secondly, how do you see the role of state-owned enterprises in driving growth and striking the right balance between them and the private sector?
第二个问题呢，就是您怎么看待国企在推动国家经济发展中的作用，怎么平衡国企和私营领域的经济？
Thirdly, I would value your opinion on the recent labor unrest in South Africa and how it might affect foreign investment into this country.
那么第三点呢，就是您能不能谈一谈对于最近南非国内出现的劳资纠纷和劳资冲突方面的一些看法？您认为这些事件会不会影响我们吸引来自国外的投资？
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me just shoot straight to the two brief questions, which I will ask at the same time. One is around the employment trends. What is the role of business in terms of job creation? So do you have a government having more job opportunities than business or vice versa? Then secondly, how do you deal with the sketch of corruption in China? Because that's one of critical issues that affects our economy in South Africa. Thank you.
那么我直接问我的两个问题，第一个就是关于就业，在中国来说，在推动就业方面，政府和企业是什么样的关系？政府创造的就业岗位和企业创造的岗位，哪一个更多？ 第二个呢，就是中国怎么样应对贪腐方面的问题，因为贪腐是影响南非经济发展的一个很重要的因素。
The last one would be Honorable Ross.
Thank you, Chair, for allowing me to make a comment on the importance of public infrastructure spending. I think our current infrastructure spending is 6 to 8% of our GDP, and hopefully we will have the efforts looking to get it to 10% of our GDP. It will bring more borrowing requirements, will increase the borrowing requirements, and of course servicing of the debt will be a challenge. And I'm very pleased, Chairperson, that Mr. Xi has indicated that he proposes an active to actively promote global trade and investment. And I think I'm very pleased with that announcement. But that brings me to the important bilateral agreements between South Africa and China in the past. This has been coming a long way since 2007, and especially in the energy sector, where we had these memorandums of understanding. In September 2011, we had a MOU in cooperation in the field of geology and mineral resources. But we're still suffering, I believe, in the global context in terms of energy supply, inadequate supply of energy and electricity. Globally, I believe it's a huge challenge. And I believe that if we can promote the trade and investment in this sector, it will be most helpful. And perhaps our progress in this regard, Chairperson, what progress have we made in the last couple of years? We've seen some very high-level talks in this regard, and I believe our Deputy President Halima Maslantle has engaged with Deputy President Jinping in 2011, and on the practical steps to strengthen and consolidate our economic relationship. But if we can perhaps get an indication from your delegation as to the progress made in this regard. Chairperson, the last point that I'd like to make is just the financial cooperation between the Development Bank of South Africa and the Chinese Development Bank, which will be hugely, hugely important, especially that our development bank will be seen as a center of excellence for development, especially in the local government sphere where we have under-resourced municipalities, and those investments will be critical. I would like to have the delegation's view on these issues. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
那么我首先呢想谈一谈就是在公共领域基础设施建设方面的投资，在南非来说呢，我们在基础设施领域的投资也占到了我们整个 GDP 的 68%，而且现在呢我们还计划将这个数字大规模的提高，但是这在未来呢就会对我们的借贷造成更大的挑战，也会对我们的服务行业的 提供的服务造成更大的挑战，但是我听到刚才石主任介绍说呢，中国需要加强这个投，中国也加强了这方面的投资，我感到非常高兴。另外呢，我想我们两，这就让我想到了我们两国之间呢，过去签署了很多各种方面的经贸方面的协定，比方说07年呢，我们有一个关于能源的 谅解备忘录，在2011年9月份的时候呢，又有一个关于地质和矿产资源的谅解备忘录，但是现在我们都面临着一个制约，就是在因为国际金融危机的影响，在全球范围内，我们面临着能源和电力的短缺。那么，我想如果我们能够增加在这些领域的投资和贸易，将会对各个国家都有很大的帮助。在2011年的时候，我们两国的副总，两国的副主席呢， 达成了协议，要共同推进两国的经贸关系的发展。所以呢，我想听听中国代表团在推动两国的贸易投资和经济关系发展方面的一些意见。另外呢，我也想到的就是我们两国在这个金融领域方面，就是在南非的发展银行和中国国家开发行中间的合作。
那么他们的合作也是非常重要的，尤其是南非的开发银行对于为我们的地方政府提供各种经济发展的资源是非常重要的。我也想听一听中方代表团对此合作的意见和看法。好，谢谢先生啊。由于时间的关系，本来我是想请我们其他团员来回答各位的这个提问，由于时间的关系，我就自己包揽了吧。
I intended to invite other members of the Chinese delegation to answer the questions, but I've noticed time is very limited, so I think personally I will answer all the questions.
对于这位女士提出来的我们的大学生就业问题。
As for the question from the young lady concerning the employment of college graduates,
我们每年大学毕业生大概600万左右。
Every year we have around 6 million graduates.
过去我们大学毕业生都是采取计划分配的方式。
In the past, we have a plan to allocate those graduates from colleges.
现在因为我们已经是社会主义市场经济国家，大学生是采取自主就业的方法。
But now we are a socialist market economy, therefore the graduates should be responsible for their own employment.
但是我们的 人力管理部门和高等教育部门对大学生就业，采取了一些鼓励和优惠的政策，所以这几年我们大学生第一次当年就业的比例已经稳定在 70% 以上。
But our labor resource and higher education authorities of China have special incentives and preferential policies towards those towards the employment of those college graduates. For the recent years, more than 70% of the college graduates can find their job after graduation.
第二个问题，我们代表团为什么没有女的？
As for why there's no lady in my delegation?
因为我们的女委员没有提出来要参加这个代表团。
Because our lady members has not proposed to participate in my delegation.
但是我们全国人大还是对我们的妇女代表和妇女委员还是非常重视的。
But the National People's Congress pays close attention to our lady delegates.
都有一定的比例。
We have certain percentage of lady members of the parliament.
这位先生提出来我们的这个国企的作用问题。
As for the role of the state-owned enterprises.
我们宪法明确规定啊，国有经，我们是国家是国有经济， 为主体，这个多种经济成分并存的一个经济制度。
According to our constitution, it has provisions saying that the state-owned economy is the majority, but we have all kinds of economic sectors.
我们国有企业是在我们的经济发展当中啊，起到了一个基础性的作用。
So in our economic development, our state-owned enterprises has played a very fundamental role.
它为我们提供了大量的税收。
It has produced large revenue.
也提供了很多就业的这个岗位。
And many job opportunities.
对保证我们经济平稳较快发展，还起到了一个稳定器的作用。
So that it has ensured the stable and relatively fast economic growth.
对南非最近发生的一些劳资纠纷啊，我们在国内也看到一些报道。
As for the labor conflicts here in South Africa, we have seen reports back in China.
劳资纠纷肯定影响稳定，也影响你们吸引外资。
Labor conflicts will surely affect sustainability and will surely have some impacts on attracting foreign investment.
中国也有个别的时间。
In China, we have certain accidents or.Concerning in this regard.
但是政府都是采取积极的措施来予以化解。
But the government has been actively resolving all these issues.
化解的根本出发点还是如何保护好劳动者的合法权益。
And the starting point in addressing these issues is to protect the fundamental rights of the laborers.
我们制定了劳动法和劳动合同法。
We have the law of labor and the law of labor contracts.
利用法治来保障劳动者能够获得他应有的合法的权利。
So that by using legislation, we can protect that all the laborers can get their legislative interests and rights.
能够使他的工作岗位更加稳定，收入能够。随着经济的发展，不断有所增加。
So that they can secure their jobs and they can have more increase with the development of the economy. They can have more income with the development of the economy.
关于就业的问题呢，我们是在实行的是积极的就业政策。
As for jobs creation, we are practicing a very active employment policy.
一个是通过经济的发展，创造更多的就业岗位。
With the development of the economy, we will surely create more jobs.
另外嘛，对就业的一些困难的人群，采取一些特殊的措施。你比如对残疾人。
As for those special groups of people who might face difficulties in finding a job, we have some preferential policies. For example, the disadvantaged groups.
第三个嘛，我们加大对这个就业人群的。劳动技能的培养，提高他们的就业能力。
And also we enhance the training of the people so that they have more skills in finding a new job.
另外呢，我们大力发展民营经济。
At the same time, we give great push to the development of private sector.
扩大就业的范围。
So that there will be more jobs.
我们的民营经济。现在就业的人数大概已经到了3%吧，60%以上。
More than 30% of the employment are now in the private sector in China.
另外这几年我们的旅游业发展的也非常快，我们的服务业发展的也很快，它这个吸纳就业的能力远远高于工业企业。
In recent years, we are witnessing very rapid development of the tourism industry and the service industry, and all these industries can create more jobs than the traditional industries.
对贪腐问题，我们只是一句话，坚决打击。
As for corruption, there's only one way that we give a strict push and strict punishment to those engaged in corruption.
不管涉及到谁，职务多高，都不例外。
No matter how high his rank might be, we give severe punishment to him.
刚才主任先生提到的
As for the mayor of Chongqing City that chairperson has just mentioned, his name is Bo Xilai. He's the member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. But he has been engaged in certain kind of corruption cases, and currently he has been expelled from the Communist Party of China. And has been moved to judicial authorities for further investigation. And I have a few more words concerning the trade and economic cooperation between our two countries.
应该说南非是一个经济大国。
It is fair to say that South Africa is a major economy.
也是一个矿产资源的大国。
It has rich mineral resources.
同时市场经济机制也比较健全。 也有较高的教育和科技水平。
You have relatively perfect market economic system, and you have higher education and higher scientific and technological level.
由于我们中南有良好的政治关系，经过双方多年的努力，现在南非已经成为中国在非洲最大的贸易伙伴。
Between our two countries, we have very good political relationship under our joint efforts in many years. Currently, South Africa is China's largest trading partner in Africa.
我国呢，也已经成为南非最大的贸易伙伴，出口目的地国和进口来源国。
And China is also South Africa's largest trading partner, largest exporter, and largest resources of exports.
应该说 两国的经贸合作已经有了相当的规模和比较好的基础。
It is fair to say that we currently enjoy a large, a relatively good economic and trade cooperation, and the foundation is very good.
我们代表团到南非的第一天，就在粤宝和中资企业的代表进行了座谈。
On our first day in South Africa, we have had discussions in Johannesburg with representatives from Chinese enterprises in South Africa.
这些中资企业一致地反映，前些年经贸合作成绩很大，也打下了一定的基础。
All these Chinese enterprises in South Africa expressed the feeling that for the past few years, our economic and trade cooperation has been very good and has laid good foundation for further cooperation.
进一步深化经贸合作的潜力很大。
We have great potentials to further strengthen our trade and economic cooperation.
尤其是在扩大经贸合作的范围方面，可以有更大的作为。
And we can do more in expanding the scope of business cooperation.
因此呢，我建议我们两国在巩固现有合作的基础上，可以在农业、制造业、基础设施建设、新能源、旅游等方面进一步扩大合作。So
I suggest that on the basis of consolidating current business cooperation, we can expand our cooperation in such fields as agriculture, manufacturing, infrastructure, construction, new energy, and tourism.
这既有利于扩大就业，保持这个经济的平稳较快发展，也有利于抵消国际金融危机对本国经济发展的不利影响。
It will help create more jobs, and it will facilitate a relatively fast and stable economic development, but also it will help address the negative impacts of the international financial crisis.
好，谢谢各位。
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Xi and your team. As you have said and noted that because of time, personally I would have loved that we should have some questions from your delegation to the South African counterpart. But as they normally say, that Rome was not built in one day. this lays a very firm foundation and a basis and a reason for us to make a follow-up on the issue that we have raised. We'll have to find a way through the Speaker's office after our own deliberation as a committee on how we wish to strengthen the relationship between South Africa and China. As you say, we've got a very long history of working together at the party-to-party level and also government-to-government level. And there are many similarities in terms of how the Chinese Revolution evolved over the years. With our own liberation parties in South Africa. And I would want to take this opportunity to thank you very much and to thank members of the Standing Committee on Finance and the team that is making arrangements and logistics for you to move around. And hopefully you'll have a very, very fruitful engagement, and this study tour will indeed yield results. We have learned a lot from your presentation, Mr. Xi. If we had more time, I think we could actually explore even much, much, much deeper. But unfortunately, time is not on our side, precisely because we've got a very short space of time in South Africa also, given the challenges that you have also at home in terms of economic challenges, unemployment issues, low growth rate that is beginning to be experienced. As for ourselves, we'll take examples and continue to learn from you, as you'll also learn from us on how we take the collaborative efforts forward to enhance our bilateral relationships at the level of country to country. Thank you.
谢谢叔主任，我想时间是非常有限的，要不然呢，我也希望中方能够向南非方面问一些问题。但是我也知道人家常说罗马不是一天建成的，所以呢，今天的讨论呢，也许是一个很好的基础，我们呢可以看看我们后续能够怎样做工作，我们委员会呢也会讨论出一个就是可能后续交流的方案，通过我们各自的议长办公室进行交流。我想呢，中南两国之间呢有着很长的交往历史，不管是党纪交往还是政府交往历史都非常悠久。我再一次感谢您，感谢中方代表团，也感谢各位为后勤保障做出努力的成员。我想祝中方代表团在南非的访问成果丰硕，我们的确从中方代表团处学到了很多的东西。如果有时间呢，我是希望能够进行更加深入的交流，但是我理解中方代表团在南非逗留的时间是非常短暂的，而且对于中国国内来说呢，也有很多经济方面的问题需要解决，包括经济增速放缓和失业的问题。南非呢需要从中国学习很多经验，但是我想呢，我们也是一个相互学习的过程，通过我们的双边的合作，继续推动我们双边关系和国家关系的共同进一步的发展。
谢谢主任。
Thank you, Chairperson.
作为中南议会定期交流机制中方的副主席之一，作为财经委的主任委员，我愿意借这个机会啊，向咱们南非议会的财经委发出访华的邀请。
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. As one of the vice chairpersons of the regular parliamentary exchange mechanism between China and South Africa, and as the chairperson of the Financial and Economic Committee of the National People's Congress, I wish to take this opportunity to extend my invitation to you and everyone here to visit China.
Because I was in Beijing, I met our state representative, I hadn't met
Because in Beijing, I have only met with delegation from the NCOP. I've never met delegation from your committee.
再一次感谢蔡经委对我们的热情接待。
Once again, thank you for your thoughtful arrangements and warm reception to my delegation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Interesting meeting, actually. Yeah.
So with all of the formalities, the thank yous and the appreciation,
yeah.
Do you write it all down?
I do, yes. It may be edited out, but I'd like to get it in just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
I'll talk to you more about it. I'm just going to stop my sound recordings now. Show you the... Okay.